Hey, how you doing? Can you hear me? Hello, can you hear me?
May I ask who's calling?
Hey, how you doing? My name is Steve, and I'm with Opinion Research, an independent market research firm. We are doing a survey on issues facing your area today, and would like to ask a few questions on a confidential basis. Would that be okay for you?
Sure, you got 5 minutes.
All right, thank you, sir. Before I begin, I just need to know if I have reached you at a cell phone, and if so, are you in a place where you can talk safely without endangering yourself or others?
Yes.
All right, thank you, sir. May I speak with Steven Chavez?
This is he.
Thank you, sir. Let me see. And let me ask you, are you registered to vote at your home address in New Mexico?
Yes.
Thank you, sir. In which county are you registered to vote?
Doniana.
Thank you. And are you or is anyone in your household employed by the newspaper, television, or radio station, or political party, or political blog, or by a candidate for a political office? Hello?
Sorry, can you repeat that?
Oh, sorry. And are you or is anybody in your household employed by a newspaper, television, or a radio station, or a political party, a political
No.
blog, or a candidate for political office?
No.
Thank you. And you are a male, right?
Correct.
Okay, thank you. Now, just to make sure, we have a representative sample. In what year were you born?
1990.
1990. Thank you, sir. Let me see. And what is the last grade you completed in school?
Bachelor's college.
Okay. Let's see. Thank you, sir. And just for a statistical purposes, are you Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
Hispanic.
So that'd be a yes, right? You're Hispanic.
Yeah.
Thank you, sir. And thinking about the upcoming November election for President, U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and other offices, how likely will you say you are to vote in November elections? Are you not at all likely? Not very likely, somewhat likely, very likely to vote.
Very likely.
Okay. And thinking about the upcoming November election for the United States Congress, if the elections for the United States Congress were being held today, for whom will you vote, the Republican candidate or the Democratic candidate for this district?
We'll probably vote the Democratic candidate.
Thank you, sir. Do you approve or disapprove of the job of Kamala Harris is doing as vice president?
Indifferent.
Okay. And so you, and this is you strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, strongly disapprove.
I said indifferent.
Oh,
It's none of those options, so I'm indifferent to it.
okay. Okay, now changing politics for a moment, I would like to read you a list of names of different people active in politics here in New Mexico and nationally. For each one, please let me know first whether you're heard of this person. Then if so, tell me whether you have a favorable or unfavorable impression of that person. If I name someone you don't know too much about, just tell me and we'll go to the next one. So the first one is Donald Trump.
Unfavorable.
Okay, let's see. So this is somewhat unfavorable, strongly unfavorable?
Strongly unfavorable.
Thank you, sir. Gable Vasquez.
I'm sorry, I actually have to go.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
Right, sorry about that.
Right. Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.